Ephesians 5 teaches us to learn what pleases the Lord and stay away from the fruitless deeds of the darkness. Now that verse goes on and on, and I really want you to like dig into Ephesians 5 for yourself. But one thing that really popped out to me that really just stays in my head is learning what pleases the Lord. Now, it's not about what you think pleases God. It's about biblically what really pleases God. A lot of us walk around thinking that we're pleasing God and we're doing nothing but trying to please ourselves. So how many times do we really just like, okay, God, I want to please you? Because in turn, when you please God and know what pleases him, then you're going to please those that need to be pleased around you. It's like you got to go straight to the source. And it goes on to say, stay away from the fruitless deeds of darkness. And so many times, we think that we're pleasing God, and we're really just pleasing the dark side. Because selfishly, we want to do what pleases us. Now, I want you to realize something, that every time, pleasing God could be you doing something that doesn't please you. Think about what I'm saying. Let that soak in. Pleasing God could be doing something that doesn't really please you. So God will have you doing some things that are not wrong, but you really don't want to do it. So it's not going to be pleasing to you. The benefit and the reward for that is knowing that you're doing something that God wants you to do just because he's God. And you're doing that strictly because of that. Now, you may not even reap a benefit from that at that moment. See, a lot of times we think just because we're doing something for God that we should reap a benefit of it at that moment. You may not even reap a benefit of what you've done for God at that moment. The benefit right there, you should be so glad that you're doing something that pleases God that it don't even matter what your benefit is. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So God just wants us to be obedient to what he's telling us to do. He gives us daily things for us to do. On a daily, he's telling us to do certain things that causes us to step out of our comfort zone, certain things that causes us to do things that we really don't agree with sometimes. But that's the beauty of pleasing our Savior, because you have to realize that it's not about you, it's about him. And you have to realize that you have to stay away from the fruitless deeds of darkness. Man, I really want y'all to dig in to Ephesians chapter 5, please. I'm not going to get all into it because my podcast, I don't like to go over 5 minutes, and I could go on and on. But that particular verse is learning what pleases God and staying away from the fruitless deeds of darkness. I don't know, it's just been sticking out to me this morning. So, I want you to sit back in your alone time, if you don't have alone time, quiet time, even if it's just 5 minutes, I pray that you just, that you find that alone time, and ask God what pleases him. What does he want you to do? It's not about what everybody else is doing. This is a relationship thing. What does he want you to do? And then ask yourself, are you really staying away from the fruitless deeds of darkness? Are you really staying away from that stuff? And what I mean by staying away from it, a lot of times we indulge in conversation. We will indulge in the wrong conversation, and we're putting those fruitless deeds inside of our spirit and don't even realize it. Now, I know we're not perfect, but we serve the perfect one, and we should be striving for perfection. Learn what pleases God. Start with learning what pleases God. Stay away from the fruitless deeds of darkness. Dig into Ephesians 5, please. Hey, I love everybody. Appreciate everybody that's subscribing. I'm almost up to my 100th podcast. So, man, share these podcasts. And thank y'all for listening. Above the norm.